The taxpayer union says the Parliament's pay rise is out of touch with the rest of the country as the average income of households goes backwards. The Remuneration Authority has determined that backbench MPs' incomes should increase from $164,000 to $181,000 over the next 3 years. The Prime Minister's salary, that will jump from $471,000 to $520,000. Cabinet Ministers will go from $296,000 to $327,000. The latest increase, the last increase was denied by Jacinda Ardern back in 2020 when her Cabinet voted to take a pay cut during the pandemic. Joining us now for more on this is the Taxpayers Union spokesman, Jordan Williams. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Ingrid.
Now, you were calling on MPs to reject this increase.
Yeah, we're calling them to put their money where their mouth is. You know, numerous leaders, the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance have said they don't need or want a pay rise, then don't take it. You know, taking the leaders taking a little bit of a fall to say we're going to give it to charity isn't really good enough. The point of increasing pay at a time when literally the average household income is going backwards simply protects the 100 MPs for which most of us have never heard of from the economic reality facing New Zealanders.
They've also said, though, that the Remuneration Authority is an independent body. They shouldn't be interfering in how salaries are fixed, and they should be at arm's length from that.
Well, let's just step back. I mean, two things. You mentioned the headline figures there of a backbench MP, which is very misleading because it doesn't include, for example, backbench MPs under this proposal will be getting nearly 20 grand tax-free allowance for things like clothing, even luggage, and for gifts. Well, I mean, you know, you work in media. I have to put on a suit to get to work. I don't get 20,000 tax free on top of the salary, and yet that's what these backbenchers are getting. I mean, also just as a point of principle, MPs' pay should be set before each parliamentary term, not increased year on year, no matter even if the people that they serve are going backwards. The Remuneration Authority concluded in its own report that, quote, there is no evidence to suggest that salary levels are a barrier for people entering politics. So they don't need to increase it. They are choosing to. MPs are saying, oh, well, I don't personally want it.
Well some of the simple. MPs are saying some of the higher paid ones are notably the Prime Minister.
All it takes is Christopher Hipkins to get together with the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister's already saying that he doesn't need the money. The Minister of Finance is saying she doesn't need the money. The extra money for MPs is literally being borrowed. We're at a state right now where the government is borrowing $70 million a week. New Zealand households are going backwards in terms of their real income after tax that they are taking home. A lot of your listeners listening to this will be struggling to make ends meet.
Oh, absolutely.
Why should we be borrowing to put up MPs' pay when the independent body that they're pointing to is saying they don't need it?
Well, they haven't had a pay rise, some of them, since 2017.
Neither have the average household, well, in fairness.
Some people have it, and this isn't even keeping up with inflation, so between 2 and 3% a year. Isn't that fair?
You stand for politics for public service. We pay our MPs, you know, so that that's not a barrier to getting into public service. You've got the Independent Remuneration Authority saying that what they're paid currently already covers that. If you're not there for public service, if you are there making the argument, well, you know, we haven't a pay increase since 2017, maybe you're not there for public service. Maybe this isn't for you.
But don't we need to have the best people and offer good salaries to get them there?
As I say, the Remuneration Authority is saying that there's no evidence that what is being paid now is a barrier for anyone going in.
But it has. It's taken all those factors into account. It's taken the current economic climate into account, and this is
gone against its own conclusions. And, I mean, to be frank, you know, the Remuneration Authority is tasked with taking the economic context and realities as a factor. Clearly, they failed to do so. Because when the average household is going back, because one of your earlier texts said, you know, it's never a good time to increase MPs' pay. Well, I tell you what, it should be done before the Parliament begins, and that should be stuck to for 3 years.
But they also have
and
a point, though.
It shouldn't be done when the government's borrowing Is in deficit and households are literally
borrowing,
going backwards.
Though. There's never been a time where they
we're
have...
We're not normally borrowing $70 million a week.
They've never been a time where someone had said, you know what, that's a jolly good idea, let's give them all a pay rise. I don't recall any reaction to any of these pay
I think
rises
that's because
like
New Zealand has for some time now. I mean, it's basically us, Canada and Australia that are very high when you look around comparable salaries around the world for ministers and prime ministers and legislators.
Thank you very much for your time and your thoughts this morning. That is Taxpayers Union spokesperson Jordan Williams.